Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Later in the shower, I'll open the phones up. I know we've got tens of thousands of our millions of listeners out there scouring the federal registries, the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Larry B. Kraft, constitutional lawyer, top of his class, expert on the New World Order, joining us in 30 minutes to talk about the Edna Lane Brown seizure. Brown in a black hole somewhere. Elaine is in Connecticut in a federal women's prison in Danbury. We don't know where Ed is, no doubt being tortured within an inch of his life. That's standard operating procedure for this criminal government. Oh, man. It's just a bad situation. I was just talking about the dollar and how all the Gulf states are moving rapidly away from the dollar. In the last month, on average, they dumped more than 20% of their funds in dollars. There is a mass exodus happening right now. The country, if it was a B-17 Stratofortress, is on fire. The crew is dead. It's smoking, plunging downward. Meanwhile, illegal aliens are running around waving Mexican flags. Feds are running around arresting citizens for crooked toenails, young kids for marijuana. The government shipping in masses of narcotics, money laundering, criminality, wall-to-wall. 30%+ of people on death row innocent. Over $4 trillion now missing from the Pentagon. I keep seeing close to $4 trillion. It's now over $4 trillion. Just massive corruption everywhere. Derivatives over $100+ trillion. Just total la la land in the financial markets. And the globalist answer is gearing up with massive police state crackdown models, huge FEMA camps, openly announcing they may set up martial law, forced inoculations. I mean, we're just total fruitcake land. We have now entered total fruitcake land. And the yuppies have no idea. They're running around talking about their favorite sports team, running around just mindlessly gibbering like monkeys. And, I mean, I don't even know what to say right now. I cannot describe to you how bad it is. I cannot describe to you how insane it is. They are going to butcher this country, bring us down to total third world status, and they know you're going to squeal and yell. And if you flail, they're going to have goons paid minimum wage beat your brains in. And that'll probably cause fights and resistance. There's probably no doubt that's going to happen. And then that just escalates it into hell on earth, and it's not good for anybody, but except the Rothschilds and a few other scum groups. And it's more like entertainment for them to watch the destruction of this country that's always been enemies. I'm a little distracted. They just came in and said my cousin wants to call me. That's important. I don't know what that's about. I have to call him during the break. It's just, oh, gosh. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know. It's just, we had to go bad as a country. Like Nazi Germany or the Soviet Russians. I mean, feds and police could decide to not be part of this now and really have an awakening in your ranks, but you don't. You watch football all the time and go home and watch Jack Bauer and fantasize, and there's no real Al-Qaeda to fight, so it's going to be us. And at the end of the day, you'll have no future either. Oh, man. Just can't believe it had to happen this way, huh? I wish we could avert all these things happening. We get back, FBI puts anti-war protesters on criminal database. Canada uses it to ban protesters from entry. Cities want cameras in our homes. Britain on board for U.S. airstrikes in Iran. I'll cover that first. Police track down deputy who stormed party, killed 6 people. I'll cover that after I cover the war news. Flickr, it's F-L-I-C-K-R, they got disinfo on me here. This is how they run their ops. I think I'll mention that. Just because it's an education, not that it's about me. And I got a bunch of other news here, too, that we haven't even gotten to yet today. So stay with us. Cell phone towers, cell phones themselves frying everybody's brains, mainstream news, massive tumors exploding. It's just unbelievable. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I could talk for 3 hours about the major Swiss, Dutch, British, American studies on what cell phone towers are doing to our children and what the cell phones themselves are doing to the population. I could talk all day about mercenaries and what they mean to our country and why Blackwater is in so much trouble. You know, this is a subject I should get a bunch of scientists on about and just go through the hundreds of articles and hundreds of studies and just do weeks and weeks of this until everybody gets out of the habit of using them. I still use cell phones. I always lose the hands-free. I've cut back about 95%. I watch my family use them. There's no doubt you get giant tumors right where you use the phone. And I see children everywhere using it, and no one's going to stop because we're weak. And we're preconditioned that anything that could be threatening to our bodies that the government or media puts out is impossible in a conspiracy theory. It's preconditioning. Mobile phone cancer risk higher for children, London Telegraph. Children should not be given mobile phones because using them for more than 10 years increases the risk of brain cancer, a leading scientist has said. People who have used their phone for a decade are twice as likely to be diagnosed with a tumor on the nerve connecting to the ear to the brain, according to a group of scientists who have surveyed the results of 11 different studies. Folks, it just gets worse. I mean, we're in deep trouble. Do you know what plastic does? Even the more expensive plastics leach dioxin and leach female hormones, or hormones that mimic it. and I can't stop eating out of plastic. I can't stop eating out of paper coated in plastic. I can't stop giving it to my children. They don't make baby bottles without it. I can't even stop. Ah! I'm mad at myself. We're idiots! We have got to get control of the water we drink. We've got to get control of the food we eat. I mean, I talk to vets here in town. Everybody's dogs are dying. They're going blind because of the plastic and garbage in the food. It's in human food. There's constant recalls of botulism, and it's back of the paper, you know, hundreds of thousands of cans of chili. There's just stuff you can't even. It's all falling apart. It's just all psychopathic. No one cares anymore in these corporations. No one cares about anything. It's all just a bunch of decadent slobs running around with a bunch of goons in black masks running around with torture devices. There's still so much good left. There's still people. You're mesmerized by the shining sun, the green trees, and the football, and Bevo, and your mascots, and everything. Everything's great, and there's just evil all around us intensifying. And they got fakes like Dr. Dina Dell nationwide who says, mercury is good for you. By the way, the mercury's out of the vaccines. No, it's not. Can prove that in 10 seconds. And cell phones aren't bad for you. And blah, blah, blah. It's just there to pacify everybody when it's in all these major university reports. I mean, I've gotten hundreds of reports I've read, scanned through, going back to the 20s and 30s and the Rockefeller studying how to use fluoride to brain damage us. I mean, you can't make this stuff up! And they put it in everything around us where we can't get away from it. No wonder people are dumb. It's not just the television. It's not just not interacting with people. They're poisoning us. And I'm not an enemy of the police. I wish you people stop being dumb and realize just how criminal the system is. Do some real investigations. The feds. You're into the tough guy stuff. You're into your gang mentality. You're into you're doing the best. And the ADL tells you the new order doesn't exist. The Federal Reserve isn't private. And all that bull you can disprove in 5 minutes. You can prove you're being lied to. But you just choose to accept it. You can't accept it anymore. Whether you like it or not, you're with us. Whether you deny it or not, you're an enemy of the new world order. You're going to be used up. These people are sick. Look at this news. Britain on board for U.S. strikes on Iran. London Telegraph. British defense officials have held talks with their Pentagon counterparts about how they could help out if the U.S. chose to bomb Iran. Sources in Washington say that America has shelved plans for an all-out assault drawn up to destroy the Iranian nuclear facility and take out the Islamist regime. The Sunday Telegraph has learned that President Bush's White House National Security Council is discussing instead a plan to launch pinpoint attacks on bases operated by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard force blamed for training Iraqi militias. That's totally made up. British and U.S. generals have said that's a lie. They keep calling that Shiite group, they keep calling them Al-Qaeda. That's the opposite group, folks. It's two separate sects. Pentagon officials have revealed that President Bush wanted an understanding with Gordon Brown in July that Britain would support airstrikes if they could be justified as a counter-terrorist operation. That's why they're designating their main military as terrorists. Now they get to bomb all the terror camps. And all that's going to make the world do is dump the dollar even faster. Ugh. And the good old boys will be, but they're terrorists. Well, I'm an American. I love George Bush, the one getting rid of the borders, the one letting the illegal pull down the American flag, the one tripling the size of the BATF, the one more than doubling the size of the federal government, the one, I got three or four mainstream news articles yesterday and today. No, it's more than that. Five, six articles where they're getting Hillary ready and they're appointing all these former Clinton officials back in the White House and the Pentagon for the transfer to Hillary. It's staged! I just love my president because the bleeding hearts are against him. The bleeding hearts, it's all. Come on. Come on and grow up. Stop being played, man. Stop being saps. They knew what microwave radiation did to brains 50 years ago. They know what these cell phones and towers are doing. They knew all of it. The new house. I just, we're together on this. It really started hitting me last night. I have these epiphanies. I wouldn't call them revelations all the time, but it really hit me consciously. It really hit me. That's why COINTELPRO tries to get us to obsess on one group or the other. Is because then when other people hear it, they'll automatically factionalize. And then we can't get everybody together. Man, it doesn't matter if you are of German-Irish extraction or Jewish-African extraction or Chinese, Mandarin. We're all being microwaved. We're all being poisoned. And our leaders go and they meet every year and they set the policy for the next year and they carry out their ops on us and they write books about it. By the way, I keep forgetting. Will you go get Trey in here? Aaron, I have to yell at him because he's got headphones on. I don't yell at my employees. He's through glass and wearing headphones. I have to yell to get his attention. Aaron! Hey, bro, how you doing? Sorry to yell. Hey, will you go get Trey before I forget? I have to do this now or I'm going to forget. Will you go get Trey for me? Thanks. Show him come in on air. Thank you. The New World Order is there. There are Zionists running it. There are Catholics running it. There are Protestants running it. They're all evil people working together. And the feds in their own COINTELPRO manuals, declassified in the 70s, said they would go get people to ninny and obsess on groups and attack people. And he doesn't cover this enough to get us only spending our time on that. And all the years I've attacked cops at a primitive level, being threatened by them, and the bullying things they do at a primitive level, screaming and yelling at him and getting mad, we need to rebuke them and speak out against them, but explain to them how they're being used as slaves. Trey, I forgot that fella with that Rockefeller authorized biography of the Rockefeller family, which I'd scanned through years ago, I'd forgotten ever get quotes out of. He called in the last Friday and Sunday with them. You said he's written the article, right? Will you print me that? But has Watson posted it yet?
I sent it to him. Let me check.
Yeah, I forgot to get that off the computer. It's an excellent article. You say you sent it to him? Yeah, I want it up. I don't have the personnel. I don't have the money. And the time is so short to have enough people to do all this. My guys just worked themselves to death. That's why you need to go to PrisonPlanet.com and order 2 copies of Endgame, 5 copies, 100 copies. That's how you support us. They ship out late this month. Okay, the official date's November 1st, but we'll get them out. Just please go to InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 and get it out. Thank you. Okay, this is a 1-2-3-page article. And he has written, Jay Dyer has written, I'm going to get him on as a guest the next few days. Tell Watson, make sure he didn't post any of his personal emails or stuff, but to put his name on there. And let's give it some kind of an expanded headline. And he just goes through them. Man, I've read so many books, and this is one I just scanned through, where they just talk about how they rule over us, how we're slaves, how they're going to destroy the family, how they're going to do all. And this is a book they authorized. So that's one we'll be getting posted up there. I don't know. They've got an expanded article on what's happening with the Browns and how, basically, for all we know, Ed Brown could be in Poland having his fingers broken right now. The reason I'm so freaked out, folks, is it's all happening. The New World Order promised to destroy the dollar, promised to stage terror attacks. They said all this, and they're doing it all now. They do everything they say they do, and I just watch them year after year do what they say. And I know how to beat them. The question is, will the people out there listen to me? And I try to energize grassroots organizations and not control them and have them go off on their own and do big things, and I watch them getting hit by COINTELPRO and trying to get everybody infighting with each other. But I see some take the bait, others not take the bait. I'm just telling you, we got to get more sophisticated and wake up to what's happening. And we need to realize that it's a dark road we're going down if we don't turn this around fast. All right, we'll come back and get into the cop that killed all those people. We'll get into a whole bunch of other important news. Stay with me.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré. Oh.
Man, I wish the New World Order would let us live in peace with the Latin Americans, because I like the culture, I like the people. But we have to be enemies. That's what the New World Order says. They know how to play us off against each other. So I guess we'll all just be peons, and our children will have slavery. But at least we can be proud, can't we, as idiots? Getting back into the news here, the families of the six slain and the one injured by this 20-year-old sheriff's deputy, he didn't like the girlfriend breaking up with him, so he just went to the party and killed everybody. Little get-together. He showed everybody who the commander was. People are like, I can't believe it. How did an officer do that? How did he get hired? Well, there's evil people. You can't control evil. You're going to have bad apples. And when a system protects bad apples, it actually looks for bad apples, like Stalin did, hiring the criminals out of the prisons, our military looks for aggravated felons now who are illegal aliens on top of it, not just foreigners. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. They're hiring criminals and those that have criminal test scores, psychological evaluations now. That's been in the news. They want crooks to be police. I remember when I was 18 years old and in college, and I was going, I could join the military. I could go into law enforcement. I want something exciting. And my dad said, hey, you got to talk to my patient. He's the head federal marshal in this area. He's about to retire. And he goes, Alex, you're not a criminal, are you? And I said, no. Well, do you like to do criminal things? Because you can't tell the difference now. Cops are basically pretty much at this level criminals now. And he goes, I wouldn't join. I wouldn't do it. 30, 40 years ago, maybe. I mean, I had a federal marshal tell me that when I was 18 years old. 18 years old, folks. That's how shot and gone and burn out this system is. That's why we have to have guns to protect ourselves, because, see, this guy went and killed six people. Well, what happens when they become president? What happens when people like that become governors? What happens when they become police chiefs? What happens when the people like that get into power and then recruit other people like that? You have tyranny. That's the norm. You create a big government, even if it was set up by good people, which they never are. But for the sake of argument, it is then taken over by bad people. And in many places, we got cops just like this guy that like to frame people and shoot people and torture people. And they get into power and they just do it and they keep on running for a long time. They're miserable, unhappy scum, but they keep going on forever. Forest County Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Peterson, who also worked part-time as a Crandon police officer, stormed into a home where a party was going on, opened fire. Friends of the victims told CNN. School Superintendent Richard Peters told the Associated Press that three local high school students were killed and another three died and graduated within the past year. Unbelievable. You can look at him, man. He's got that look I've seen so many times. No real accomplishments, not a real man, but he got a badge, folks, and he gets to be a big, fat bully. That very look of evil, you can just see it. It's the weakness. Evil is weak. You can see the pig-eyed look on this guy. And by the way, I call everybody pig people. That's not just calling cops pigs. I call it a pig demon look. That's just what comes to mind when I look at him. And, a guaranteed a spoiled brat of his parents, you know, driving around acting countryfied, acting tough. A good old boy on the inside. Yeah, let's get Junior in there on the fourth. Oh, we'll. And just thought he'd go kill some people. See? And all you fools. Oh, let's have gun control. Let's. Only the police should have guns. So these guys can take over? No. No. We're going to check in on the Browns with Larry Beecraft, constitutional law scholar, lawyer. I got a bunch of other news here I'm going to pop in with as well. This is the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget, Endgame is now available. You can order it at Infowars.com. Endgame is now available.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, the unions have big business plans, and they're going out as a thunderstorm. Well, they used to put food in Kansas, then they want to go down the moon if we draw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be in the law.
You know what just happened? For weeks, off and on, kept calling. The police told me at the 1013 precinct in New York. You know what, Aaron, because I'm going to get on a plane right after this if I don't have to. Will you go get me the 1013 precinct's phone number? Yeah, the 1013. I'm going to have to get on a plane and fly to New York tonight. Because it doesn't say this on the ticket, but we finally got a hold of people after weeks of calling in that cesspit New World Order system. That for a sound device, even if your car stereo is up too loud and it's a misdemeanor, you still have to physically appear in court. And I'm trying to figure out in New York, right now, last minute, if I can get a lawyer to go in there to appear for me. But I'm told that New York is butt backwards, as they say. I'm just so sick of this criminal system, these parasites that run everything. Land of the free, home of the brave. It's just turned into a... I mean, look at this article right here. FBI puts anti-war protesters on criminal database. Op-ed News reports on this, but it was in the major Canadian papers over the weekend. Canada uses its ban to ban protesters from entry. One of them, former U.S. ambassador, who we've interviewed, two well-respected U.S. peace activists, Code Pink and Global Exchange co-founder, and retired colonel and diplomat Anne Wright were denied entry into Canada. The two women were headed to Toronto to discuss peace and security issues at the invitation of the Toronto Stop the War Coalition at the Buffalo Niagara Falls Bridge. They were detained, questioned, and denied entry. And it said for any misdemeanor, they are now criminal terrorists and cannot travel outside the U.S. So this is the new America, folks. We're about to go to Larry Beecraft. Oh, I just spilled coffee everywhere. I'm totally insane today, folks. Let's go ahead and go to Larry Beecraft. Man, I gave my lawyer this like 2 weeks ago, and he finally realizes this. Let's go to Larry Beecraft, another wonderful lawyer, constitutional law scholar, graduated top of his class, won a lot of big cases, just won one for another lawyer, Cryer, down in the South with income taxes, and I wanted to get him on to give us his take on what's happening with the Browns. Good to have you on, Mr. Beecraft.
Hello, Alex. How you doing today? Got a good program going.
Oh, there's always insanity swirling around here, I tell you. Have you heard the new one in Houston and in a suburb of Baltimore? They want people to be forced to put cameras in their houses and on their houses.
Police state, man. That's your theme, isn't it? You fight it all the time. These people are getting crazy. If we don't do something about it, you know, after you smoke in your house, I heard some news story about... In Maryland, that some lady several houses away could smell somebody smoking in their own house, and she was opposed to it, wanted an ordinance to ban smoking in houses. It's only natural something like that come up. You know, or George Orwell advocated in his book, you know, that there should be TV cameras inside your TV screen. What's new?
Well, that's exactly what he did write about. Larry... You're also a criminal defense attorney. You've done that quite a bit successfully. I wanted to get your expertise on the Edna Lane Brown situation. She, of course, is in the Federal Bureau of Prisons now since Saturday. Ed Brown has disappeared into a black hole, and, of course, that violates, I guess, his habeas corpus and a bunch of other things. And I'm trying to get the media on this, but I remember seeing federal laws, regulations about they're supposed to have a chain of custody of where someone is. They're not supposed to have them disappear. What does this look like to you?
Well, we can talk about the events that lead up to this, but to directly address your specific question, the mere fact that she's been taken into custody and people know where she is, you know, for him, he's considered a threat. So the system's going to sit there, and I've known people that haven't vanished for a while, and locating them is difficult. By the time you get around to complaining about it, it could be resolved, though. You know, this is just one of the tricks that they pull.
Do you think they're dieseling him like they did Congressman Hansen?
No, I think that there's a great probability. I don't know what you've got in the way of federal correctional institutes or even federal prisons up there in New Hampshire. My guess is that they have probably, they certainly aren't going to put them together in the same county jail. Quite often, when federal defendants are arrested, they will put them in a county jail. You know, there's a contractual agreements between the feds and local counties where the local county jails will house federal inmates up until trial, and then even after trial, before somebody gets if they get convicted and they've got to go to a federal correctional institute, they'll keep them housed in the county jails. So my guess is that Elaine is in some known, you're telling me that there's a known place where she's located right now. He's unknown. Chances are that they're running him around to several county jails, probably in New Hampshire.
So that, quote, the militia doesn't bust him out?
I think that that's a legitimate fear that they have. They've expressed that they have that fear. So, you know, I can see one of the reasons why they would keep where he is locked up, word of where he is until things quieten down and they see that there's no longer a threat. They'll probably keep this up.
Now, I've seen him torture quite a few people in their custody. I think they're probably torturing him, or at least sleep deprivation to, quote, find out, who the people that were going to carry out revenge attacks are.
That's a distinct possibility. Here in Alabama, here within the last 2 months, there was a criminal case over in a county, in a, another county right close to us, where the crazy defendant, and he was crazy, he'd killed two cops. And as soon as he was sentenced, he was hauled off down to Montgomery, Alabama, to the state prison. And with a couple of days after his arrival there, he was dead. You know, I've heard of the situations. I was involved in a case in Texas, and the defendants were convicted. This was on issuing those drafts to pay off the IRS tax liens and pay off mortgages on banks and stuff like that. We tried this in front of Joe Kendall about 9 or 10 years ago. One of the defendants got out of jail, and he was completely, you know, irritated with the whole system. He wouldn't report. One day they picked him up and hauled him into jail, and a couple of days later he's dead. You know, for the, these stories about, you know, deaths in prison are there. You know, what conclusions you draw from them, that's, you know, left up to whatever you want to think. But there's...
Oh, well, this lady in the airport, she killed herself with her own handcuffs, Larry.
Yeah, that's true. But Ed and Elaine Brown, getting back to them, you know, there's this situation, it shouldn't have turned in a situation like this. When they were going to trial, there was a motion in limine that was entered, and I think that the Browns kind of overreacted to that. Typically, a motion in limine is, you know, bringing up some point that one party expects to happen at trial and getting that addressed in advance. Well, in a criminal tax case, a defendant is entitled to get on the stand and testify about his beliefs. And that means if he believes wages are not income, or, you know, whatever his belief might be, he's entitled to testify about them. The government comes along and files motions in limine, and a lot of people overreact to them. All they're simply saying there is that the defense is not going to be trying to tell the jury that this is the law. Well, you know, I frequently don't even reply to motions in limine. I just to show up. They're typically
exactly. You ignore it and then say whatever you want.
Yeah. But I think that in the Browns case, they concluded that they weren't even going to be able to offer any testimony on that point. Of course they would have. But, you know, it's...
Again, folks, we're allowed to talk about strategy, so it doesn't have to more people. Larry, you've seen every quack argument out there. You're actually able to get people found not guilty. You just did this in a federal income tax evasion case. I mean, you know what you're talking about. You don't get people sent to prison. And then I just see all these patriot quacks, and they call it technologies and all this fast talking. Man, I get sick of it.
Me too. Yeah, hey, I'm just, you know, less than 48 hours, I'll be down in southern Georgia on arraignment on a case. It's going to be another one of these. You know, this defendant was issuing liens against IRS agents. He issued liens for $21 million. I got indicted. You know, I can remember when that was hot, particularly in Texas. That type of advice was running around. Oh, you need to file liens against all these people. It's always been the case. You know, the government's going to, when you do something like that, you're going to get indicted. And I just see a lot of people out there listening to people that are basically selling indictments and getting them into trouble. And I wish it would stop.
Now, and then it seems like the people giving the advice that ruins all these lives never get in trouble.
Yeah, well, I try to talk about it on my website and inform people that there are some dangerous propositions and dangerous positions to take, and you know, hope it's doing some service to stopping it. You know, you mentioned just a moment ago this technology. I know the particular party that you're talking about there is kind of a UCC argument. You know, I envision later on down the road having closely watched or looked at their particular arguments. They may not have any problems with it in the sense that the government won't respond to it. But, you know, there's a distinct possibility that the people that are advocating that could end up being prosecuted, too.
Well, I'm not even talking about a particular person. Yeah, I just constantly hear that term bandied about.
Well, of late, I've seen technology used in reference to a particular program. So it's a kind of a UCC position. But, you know, here's a real problem. That UCC argument, like so many others, is pure fabrication. You know, it's just invented out of whole cloth. People will sit around and they'll listen to it. You got somebody that's hyping it. Oh, look, we're doing this and we're doing that, and they're selling some type of a program. People are gullible. They'll fall for that stuff, get involved in it, and I see over and over and over again, it takes people that wouldn't be otherwise in trouble and throws them in jail. And that's got to stop.
But then we're bad because we give people advice that won't get them in jail.
Yeah, well, you know, you were talking about the New World Order and having to clean up our own case so that we can battle more effectively. I think that's exactly what the tax movement and the freedom movement's got to do. We've got to stop the nonsense, because the nonsense only gives ammunition to the other side to throw at our side. It makes us look bad. We're held up to the rest of America as being Looney Tunes. And, you know, until we present a more acceptable face to the American people, our ranks won't grow. And I'm trying to make our ranks grow, just like you are. You're waking up a lot of people. You're telling the story that needs to be told. Well, you know, we need to carry out the same type of strategy on our side. We need to clean up and quit promoting flaky arguments that get people into jail. You know, I've got a case out in California right now, a state case. You know, this guy quit filing sales tax returns, and there was no strategy in doing that. No defense lined up. They just quit. You know, so it results in 20 counts for that, and they had no particular argument that they were going to promote. It was just, you know, let's just quit doing this, and exposes people to criminal difficulties. And that's
But it's the same thing. I mean, I get these emails for 10 years saying, I'm a Nigerian prince. I've got $14 million. Send me $5,000. You get the $14 million. And then poor patriots call up here on this show and they go, listen, I got a Nigerian prince calling me, Alex. And I'll say, no, and let me guess, it's $5,000. No, it's $6,000. And I go, listen, it's a scam. And they go, no, it isn't. Now, listen to me. I've talked to him on the phone. All he needs is more money. The feds are holding the $14 million check up. They will not listen to me. They just don't want to listen. And it's the same thing with all these COINTELPRO folks out there. I mean, a lot of people are starting to listen, but the particular ones that have bought into a con aren't going to listen. I mean, I remember telling Ed privately, and I'm not saying Ed's bad, folks. I'm not saying that the IRS isn't a scam and offshore and all this stuff. I remember privately going, Ed, you might not want to tell folks that you're shooting into the woods when people walk around in them, because that's an improper use of a firearm. It's public endangerment. Kids could be walking around in your woods. There's neighborhoods nearby. Well, that's just what I do, and I'm a constitutional ranger, and I blah, blah, blah. And then parties up there guaranteeing that that'll just accelerate the feds coming in. And no one listened to me, Larry. It's like, it's all these people in this movement act like I've just fallen off or you've just fallen off a turnip truck.
Well, let's talk about Ed and Elaine Brown's case. If they hadn't been buffaloed by that trial, by that, you know, the motion in limine, if they'd have known that that doesn't prevent them from offering their beliefs, they could have at least stood there and gone to trial. But then, you know, merely walking off and not appearing in court, that's, hey, the next charges that are going to come are going to be for failure to appear. That's going to be a felony, because this was a felony. So the Browns are looking at the felony prosecution after this. Also, they've suffered forfeitures because of those CTR cases. Well, you know, I don't think that the government can do that. But there was a lot of missed opportunities for the Browns as a direct result of walking off from a situation in which, you know, that was the improper response. They could have stood there and defended themselves and increased their chances of maybe even getting an acquittal. But then just walking off because they didn't understand the trial procedure and saying, I'm not coming back to court, and then letting the jury, without any, you know, defense being put up, convict them, and then, you know, holding up and, you know, exposing themselves to a sure, it's 100% certain that a failure to appear is going to be prosecuted against them. And there's probably going to be some other charges brought against them. This whole situation, you know, because of what people didn't know about how to try a case, it has been blown out of proportion. It's only going to give the movement a black eye. I've already seen adverse, ever since this situation got started, there's been adverse media representations about this case, and it certainly hadn't helped our cause.
Overshadowing, nine people being found in 161 counts not guilty or mistrial in Nevada, and you winning a case and all these other cases being won. Meanwhile, it's all just, you don't pay, you end up going to jail like the Browns. And again, they're dear, sweet people who knew it was criminal, knew the system was corrupt, so they thought that they could then basically take on a Sherman tank when they're on the back of a bicycle.
Yeah, well, I use the analogy, we got a bunch of little old ladies out there with brooms battling tanks. And that's exactly our posture. Unless this movement comes, you know, Alex, when there's such a thing known as critical path planning. And when a contractor builds a house, he has a plan, and he pulls together all the resources to build the house, and it comes together, and he does it in the shortest time possible and does the best job possible. That's called critical path planning. When a nation engages in war, just like we did with Iraq, there's planning in advance. You know, that's called a critical path. This movement will not come together and devise a critical path. First, we've got to establish what our goal is. What goal do we want to achieve? And then we've got to sit down and everybody agree upon each step that must be taken in order to achieve that goal. And then once we have the plan, then we've got to start pursuing it. Now, that takes some work, but it'll be a lot more productive than this movement sitting around and having...
Larry, stay there. One final segment. I've only got one question for you on the other side. If they weren't there for the trial, can't we get another trial? Isn't there procedural problems? Shouldn't the trial have been halted until they could get them back in court? Or how does that work?
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talk. I'll be gone, like I said.
All right, we just got a few minutes left with Larry Becraft here in just a moment, and I'll ask him that final question, and then, of course, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. If you missed the first or second hour, it'll all be retransmitted at Infowars.com in just a few minutes. When the show ends, you can just go directly to those streams there if you missed it. Is it the 13th precinct or the 1013? The South Manhattan. Man, I may have to get on a plane to go there. They told me I could have a lawyer there. Now they're saying I have to be there. I'm so sick of this country. It's turning into such a dirtbag nation. I just can't believe it. A couple great sponsors, folks. eFoods Direct. The New World Order could implode us with depression, anything. If you've got food, they can't force you to come to the FEMA camp. Regardless, we have a depression. It's good to have backup food. eFoods Direct is the best company out there. 26 years in operation. eFoods Direct's the website. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group. eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners on the top of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And just go there and get a two-month supply of your supply. I bought from them twice. You're completely insane if you don't call them. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Your preparedness source. The best green food I've seen out there, bar none, is Interfood. And when you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and click on the Interfood link, you get 10% off. And if you buy in bulk, an additional 20% off. So again, PrisonPlanet.com, and then click on the Interfood link, enerfood.com, or tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that 10% off when you call, 866-762-9238. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, 1-866-762-9238. Just one scoop a day, interfood.com. All right, Larry Becraft, I appreciate you holding here to the end of the show. It seems like every time you're on, I got SWAT teams running around out in the front, or I'm learning how to fly to New York for using a bullhorn. All of this craziness going on, but the dollar plunging, all this wild stuff happening. Could they get a retrial on the first thing, or is that kosher that they walked out and just go ahead and have the trial?
Well, that has happened. They were listening to Michael Avery at Outlaw Legal Services. He's the guy who promotes George Mercier's book on contracts, which is all myth and science fiction. But nonetheless, a giant mess was created. And then, you know, then after the conviction happened, there was a chance for them to file post-trial motions. Well, the 10 days ran on that. Then they got sentenced, and there's been no post-trial motions or any other attacks on it since this trial came about. The only thing that I see that they've got left, and this is going to take some work in order to review the record and everything else, the only thing I see that can help them is a 2255, which is a habeas corpus.
But otherwise, instead, you know, they'll probably
a lot of missed opportunities.
Instead, they'll probably try to claim it's the Pope or something. I mean,
yeah, I'm afraid so.
Man, I'm sorry. It's just so sick. And I'm just laughing as I'm literally tearing my hair out. Everybody pray for the Browns. We got big updates up on PrisonPlanet.com. Larry Becraft, I got to get you up in the near future to go through the myths of the New World Order.
Give me a call, Alex. I always enjoy your programs.
All right. God bless you. Take care. Let's pray for the Browns. And let's try to get the word out to everybody. And let's just try to fight the New World Order as best we can and not escalate this into a shooting war. But prayer does help, and let's all pray for Ed. He's got a lot of courage, and he's got guts, and guts is enough. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.